Jesus said, "If you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Aloha and welcome to Free Inside with Reverend Bulla and Lynn Eastman, an outreach for the broken, lost, and incarcerated. Let's join Reverend Bulla and Sister Lynn for tonight's message of truth.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii, from Free Inside, a radio program for the broken, the lost, and the incarcerated. You can join us Monday through Friday, 9:30 p.m. in Hawaii, right here on 99.5 FM, The Word. Also in Arizona on Grace 91.1 FM. Or you could go to www.995theword.com or www.grace911.com on your smartphone to download our mobile app. I'd like to introduce our featured pastor, which would be my beautiful bride tonight.
Today is Turnaround Thursday, Bulla.
We're going to change that around.
Yes,
amen.
Sir. Hallelujah. Good evening, listeners. Free Inside sends the Lord's peace beyond all understanding to all men and women incarcerated. We ask our Heavenly Father to bless our Hawaii facilities and dedicated ACOs at FTC, Halawa, Laumaka, OCCC, Waiava, WCCC, and the 1,600 Hawaii men in Saguaro Prison, Arizona. We also pray for the other prisons in Arizona, Eloy Detention Center, La Palma, Red Rock, and Florence, where we know the inmates listen to the radio program. Thank you so much, my brothers and sisters. Mahalo for tuning in.
Well, you don't have to be locked up to be locked out. We say that all the time at Free Inside. And mm-hmm. We thank you wherever you're tuning in this evening, looking for a word of encouragement. We love sharing about Jesus. And as I say, it's like sitting around at home in the garage or the patio on top of the coolers, talking story about Jesus, who's our Lord and Savior.
Amen.
In great fellowship. We thank Jesus for making a way for this Free Inside program on 99.5 FM, The Word, to go forth on the airwaves, and we're very grateful for the sponsorship of the Eastman Foundation.
Amen. And we humbly send a shout out to Fishers of Men Congregation in Nanakuli for continuing to sponsor our Free Inside radio program in Arizona on Grace 91.1 FM for our Hawaii brothers in Saguaro. But God's thoughts are so much higher than our thoughts, and we know the Lord is reaching the thousands in a community of tens of thousands that are incarcerated. God bless Pastor James and Lucy Mahalona for their vision to reach the lost.
Hey, if this program has touched you or you want a word of encouragement, you can give me a call on my cell, 808-222-2822, and our email is freeinsideministry@gmail.com. Or you could be like our brother, Mr. Fowler, who sent us a note in the mail from Saguaro.
Thank you. Oh,
made my
brother.
Day. Payday,
it was
payday.
Beautiful.
Thank you so much. I'm sharing that with the pastors also, and I'm sure it's going to rock
hallelujah.
Their world. But that address is P.O. Box 89253, and that's Honolulu, Hawaii, 96830.
Hey, shout out to the Faith Pod in Saguaro.
Shout out to the Faith Pod. Well, it's just it's like old times, just me and you, Lenny. Many years, I think it was about 2 or 3 years, we did this every night by ourselves until, bing, the light went on. And we said, we've got so many pastoral friends that would love to be on their airwaves to share the good news of the gospel. I wonder if they'd like to be a part of Free Inside Ministry. Sometimes the light's so bright, she blind you when you open your eyes. You know what I mean? Get the makapiapia outside. And it's been a great run ever since with them.
And, amen. And you know, tonight is usually Pastor Barry Naoni. Mm-hmm. And we will be seeing him in future weeks.
In a few weeks. Hey, so we just want to thank you. Continue to lift the ministry and all of our pastoral team in prayer. And I know it's the holiday season, but, you know, we've got a special song. This song will get you going, but we've got a great message tonight. It's something I put together. And I just ask you now, think about this while we're listening to the song. And I'm going to ask you right now, do you need a turnaround? ? Think about that. But, you know, it's great because we've got the Hallelujah Chorus, and this should get you going. Yeah, here we go.
Yes.
LMA, I see you in the house or what? Here we go, Duffy. I wish you was here. Hey, 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 hey. Come on, Kapahula sisters. Come on, Faith Pod. Palava, you in the house. La Palma, I see you.
Woo!
Come on, FTC 585B.
Amen, amen.
Yeah. And what about OCCC modules 3 and 4 hanging in tight?
Amen.
Come on, you gotta get up and move with Jesus tonight.
Okay, Bulla. Module 11.
Matthew 11.
Hallelujah.
We'll get back there.
Amen, amen. We're coming back, brothers.
Wayafa.
Wayafa.
W-triple-C.
W-triple-C.
Red Rock, we miss ya. Gotta love Jesus. I know you're listening, Sandy. Sound like John Tussie on my keyboards.
Amen.
Brother John better get in the studio.
Hey, I tell you, to the island worshipers at LMAIC, this is for you.
You better be listening. We just got out of midweek. Wrong day. Fishes of Men, you in the house. Light of Promise, you in the house.
Amen, amen.
Lamb of God, you in the house.
Amen, amen, amen.
Life Church Kailua, you in the house.
Amen.
His House of Praise, you in the house.
Pastor Virginia.
Calvary Chapel, Casa Grande, you in the house.
In the house. Lord of Lords. Hallelujah.
LMAIC, Pastor James Williams in the house.
Don't forget Pastor Gigi.
First Lady Gigi right there too. She's
amen.
Back.
Amen.
King of Kings.
Yes.
The Lord of Lords. Hallelujah.
King of Kings.
He's the reason. Ain't no season. Ain't no season. He's just the reason.
Amen. And he shall reign.
We're not talking Manoah rain. We're talking the rain from heaven.
Amen. Give him the glory.
I'm sure it's the Uah from heaven. Yeah. It's like 10,000 hallelujahs every time they say that. We multiply to the 10th power in the name of Jesus tonight. We're going to get excited.
It's Turnaround Thursday.
If you don't want to get excited, I'm going to get excited for you. Just sit there and be quiet. You got a lot to be happy for. You got a lot to be thankful for.
Amen, amen.
I don't care where you've been. I know where you're going. I'm excited to bring it to you tonight. You better buckle up. I'm telling you, it's going to hit you sideways up
amen,
the head.
Amen, amen. Praise Jesus. Hallelujah.
Well, I got to tell you, I'm out of breath. I'm out of breath. I'm excited.
Oh, praise the Lord.
You got to love it when you can just get excited saying the word hallelujah, knowing that it's 10,000 praises every time you say that. So we're doing Jesus to the nth power right there, Lynn.
Yes, hallelujah.
You know, and tonight I was so blessed with the opportunity to prepare just a short message for the brief time that we have together. But if I were to ask you right now, to the brothers and sisters that are listening, in the most humble way I could, I would say, do you need a turnaround? And local style, Lynn, you know how it is. Many of us, it doesn't matter what's going on. We're very humble. Doesn't matter what's going on. We're going to say, Natas, I'm okay. I'm all good. You know, things are fine. and thinking that we don't have it as bad as some other people. We feel that we're doing okay. We could even be struggling, small kind, because we're all struggling at some time or another. Mm-hmm. And we know that things could be better, but it could be a lot worse. So we just say, nah, I don't think we need to turn it around. Let me tell you, saints, that everyone needs a turnaround. You, me, anyone else you see, we need a turnaround.
Amen.
And don't allow anyone or anything to convince you that God will do just enough when he wants to do more than enough.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's in the book of John 10:10, Lynn, when it says, the thief comes but to steal, kill, and destroy.
Yes,
but I have come that they might have life, and they might have it more abundantly.
Amen.
You see, he's not going to tell you you're just going to get by. He says, get ready, we're going to fly. Because Jesus is the reason for the season. And the season I'm talking about is the season of life. I'm not talking about Christmas. I'm not talking about summer or winter. The season of life. Jesus is the reason for your life.
Amen.
Sometimes we've got to open ourselves up. We've got to open our hearts wide. And we just got to dream a bigger dream of what God can do and how he wants to use us, to use you, to use me, to turn around the darkness that we live in. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
But some, and that's just local style. Sometimes we say, nah, not me. No, not me. God's turnaround is because I'm doing okay, but you know, get plenty homeless people. I agree with you. Oh, get plenty people hook on drugs, you know, ice and all. I agree with you. Get plenty people they stuck on a bottle, the alcohol. I agree with you. And so you put yourself in a position where you don't need a turnaround. But I'm telling you right now, everyone needs a turnaround, not just those that are desperate, because even if you are just getting by, you're still desperate for a touch of the Lord tonight. Hallelujah.
Amen, amen. And you know, we're going to do a few scriptures from Isaiah 61.
Love that chapter.
4.
Hallelujah.
And I'm going to read it from the Message Bible, and mm-hmm. Bulla will bring it in with his King James. The title of the chapter 61 in Isaiah is Announce Freedom
Hallelujah.
To All Captives. Mm. And verse 1 starts, the Spirit of God, the Master, is on me because God anointed me. He sent me to preach good news to the poor, heal the heartbroken, announce freedom to all captives, pardon all prisoners. God sent me to announce this year of his grace, a celebration of God's destruction of our enemies, and to comfort all who mourn, to care for the needs of all who mourn to Zion, give them bouquets of roses instead of ashes, message of joy instead of news of doom, a praising heart instead of a languid spirit. Rename them oaks of righteousness planted by God to display his glory. They'll rebuild the old ruins, raise a new city out of the wreckage. They'll start over on the ruined cities, take the rubble left behind and make it new. Bulla?
Hallelujah. In the King James Version, it says, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me because the Lord hath anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and the opening of the prisons to them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn.
Amen.
To appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called trees of righteousness.
Yes, Lord.
The planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified. And they shall build the old waste. They shall raise up the former desolations. And they shall repair the waste cities, the desolations of many generations. The word of our Lord.
Yes, Lord.
And, you know, for those of you that have your sword with you this evening, and if you're in the King James Version, we see the word because. And it comes right after we open the verse up in chapter 61 in Isaiah, the first verse. It says, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me. And it has a colon. And then it says, because. And anytime you see the word because in a scripture, you better pay attention to it. And the Spirit is not on us without purpose. Let me say that again to those of you that call yourselves believers of Jesus Christ and the good news of the gospel. The Spirit is not on us without purpose. Say without.
Without.
Now say it again like you mean it.
Without.
That's right. The Spirit is not on us without purpose. God has given his Spirit to us as an enabler to turn around. Say turn,
turn around.
Turn around. The most desolate, despicable, depressing circumstances.
Amen.
To bring those who are broken to wholeness and those in prison to freedom.
Yes,
and
Lord.
I'm talking to somebody tonight who says, I'm not locked up. Yes. I still walk in Cuyo Avenue. Brother, you so locked up from the sin that you're living in. You're living on the bottle. You're smoking the pipe.
That's
you haven't
right.
even been home to talk to your parents. Those are strongholds in your life, like Pastor Burgess talked about the other night.
Yes.
Toehold, foothold, stronghold. Yes. Well, we're going to kick that out with the devil tonight. You see, the above is a list of the divine exchanges God wants to extend toward his people. If you call yourself a believer in Jesus Christ, you become one of us. You are his people. Hallelujah. That at least you know your identity. I'm telling you, you've got a destiny tonight, my brothers and sisters, because he doesn't merely want to visit the prisoners. Let me say that again. He just doesn't want to come in honey and talk story. He doesn't want to just come say, how you doing? He wants to free you from all that has held you prison. And you don't have to be locked up to be locked out, as we said. He doesn't just want to come to take away the ashes from when you're sad and depressed and when you've gone through a life-changing experience. He just doesn't want to clean up the ashes. He's going to replace those ashes with an extravagant crown of beauty. Hallelujah.
Ooh, amen.
He
Hallelujah.
Wants those who are just getting by in life to know that God, who is the giver of abundant life, by turning their hearts, minds, and spirits completely around. See, there's a partnership going on here. It's not just God. It's God and you. It's God and
yes.
me.
Yes. Put it to work.
We have to put the spirit to work where we live by finding those broken lives that are around us.
Amen. They're all around
us. And you don't have to look far. I'm talking about looking in the hallway of your own house.
Yes.
I'm talking about looking across the street from where you live, where you don't even know your neighbors, but you say, how's it every day?
Oh, at work.
At work, everywhere. We have to move among those that are in prison. Now, when I say in prison, I'm really stressing this. Don't think that to be in prison, you got to be in jail.
That's right.
Because I know some people. I know some brothers in Sororo very dearly, and I call them my brothers in Christ. They are more free than I would say 95% of the people I know on the outside. They are so free in the spirit of the living God.
Amen.
They are free. They're just, at times I wish I had that freedom because they are just sold out for Jesus.
Brother Samson, Fowler,
and we got Borthwick and all those guys. They know that the odds are stacked against them, but they know that God is not an odds maker.
He's an odds breaker.
That's right. He's not a chain maker. He's a chain breaker.
Hallelujah.
He's not a pain maker. He's a pain taker. I've got brothers that realize the fullness of the gospel. I didn't say the first four books. I didn't say the last four books. I didn't say the Old Testament. They understand the fullness of the gospel. They understand that the word of God had come to life and his name was Jesus. Hallelujah. You see, they realize it's not about the presence under the tree. It's about the present that was hanging on the tree.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. You don't need any more presence. What you need is his presence in your life.
Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
You see, we've got to get away from the world and get back to the word.
Yes,
Hallelujah.
Lord.
And that's what we have to realize. But you see, we move among those that are incarcerated, be it emotionally, be it spiritually, be it physically, and they grieve and they yearn for the spirit, and we have the spirit of God to move forward with them.
Ooh,
Hallelujah.
The sun sets free.
You know, sometimes we allow our circumstances to compromise. Say compromise.
Compromise.
You know, when I look at the word compromise, then it's really interesting because a lot of people would say the word compromise is where we have to give a little to get a little. But the way I look at the word right now, it just popped out to me. When you begin to compromise, you begin to lose the promise.
Oh,
see, when I look at the word compromise, it says come promise.
That's right.
So instead of compromising, I'm going to stand where I am. I'm going to say come promise, the promise of my living
Lord.
God, the promise of an abundant life,
Thank
the promise
for
of forever life.
Father.
When you get ready to compromise, I think you should be able to stand up and say, no, come promise. Come unto me, Lord. Come to me, Jesus. Because Christ paid a price. The highest price possible was on that cross. So we can't let our circumstances disqualify us. We can't let our circumstances, as some would say, compromise. Because at the compromise, on the other end of the compromise, is the come promise.
Yes, Lord.
And so you guys got to look at that. Instead of saying compromise, say come promise.
Come
say
promise.
The name of Jesus so the darkness shall leave.
Yes, Lord.
And you see, a lot of times, and you hear this a lot in churches then, and we can do a lot of ministry and, you know, we'll do outreaches and everything. And we hear a lot of amens. You know, every time, oh, amen. It sounds, oh, they like us. It's an amen here and an amen there. But what I think we need to do as believers, my wife, is as a body of Christ, we need to start to act on what we amen. You know, we have a lot of lip service out there. And I might be preaching to the choir right now.
Amen.
Hey, there we go. Amen.
What can I say?
You
amen.
Know, but we become conditioned like that. It's almost a Pavlovian response. When we hear something, we say amen. Not really realizing that the amen is the closing or the seal of the deal. You know, and so if someone says, we need to reach out more. Amen. Well, we're saying amen, but we're not going to do anything about it. You see, we think that we say amen, so we agree, but we got to put it in force.
Yeah, well, you know, inaction doesn't really go with amen, because amen is a yes.
That's right.
Exclamation point.
You know, and it's just like, it's this whole thing about Turnaround Thursday. In fact, I'm going to change that. We're going to change it from Testimony Thursday to Turnaround Thursday, because that's how I feel so much about this. Excuse me, but what we...
Thank you, Pastor James Eric Williams.
when we start to act on what when we say amen about, then that, I think, is the point. That is the starting point. That is the beginning. That is the
confirmation. Acknowledgement.
Of how certain we are of God's mm-hmm. turnaround ability. In other words, it says...
Agreement.
Well, when someone says, well, we're going to pray that... your husband leaves the beers alone, stops drinking. Amen.
Yes.
Okay, so we said the amen. We said the request. But now we're going to see God's turnaround ability by believing in what we're doing and moving forward and taking action on that. So instead of just saying...
Which means praying.
Yes.
Praying for them, helping them, being a godly counsel.
Hallelujah.
For
Hallelujah.
Any of these strongholds. Amen.
You see,
there's my amen.
That's it. Amen. Amen. You see, Jesus... wasn't trying to fit in. Jesus came to turn things around.
Oh, yes. Thank
you. If you know the way the world was, if you don't think that's true, look at where the world is today. We need Jesus more than ever. We need Jesus right now to come back. We need Jesus to inhabit the saints that we call ourselves believers. Because if you look at the picture of salvation, that's a picture exactly, that's so graphic of how God's turnaround works. First, we have to see the turnaround from his perspective and experience it. Then we can explain that to others and share that with others. Those of you out there, if God has delivered you, if God has saved you, if God has pulled you out of the muck and mire, if God has pulled you out of the pit that you were in, it's God's love and power that has done that for you. Now, in return, you need
away.
To share that. That's right.
Give away the gift.
To give away the gift. That's right. You can re-gift this, okay? I'm going to say that over the air. You can re-gift the gift of salvation. Jesus will be real happy. God will be smiling on the throne. I got salvation.
And
I'm
gonna will be can blessed.
Can I re-gift it? 1,000 times over, please. Can you do that? But you see, it's the salvation that you have. It's the salvation that Lynn and I have. It's that salvation that turned the darkness into light. Hallelujah.
Seek ye first.
That's right. His forgiveness turns sinners like us into saints.
Amen.
And every saint. Now listen, saint. Listen, everybody, to all my saints and my angels. Every saint has a past, but every sinner has a future. And his name is Jesus Christ.
Oh, that's a promise.
But it didn't happen until God came into our life. Until Jesus came around and he intervened and he turned our focus from being selfish to selfless.
Amen.
See, when you come to serve, when you come to serve others, when you come to humble yourselves before others and be a servant as the King of Kings, as a servant to man himself, then you're going to understand that's the turnaround. See, that's the first step.
Change the letter.
Yeah. Selfish to selfless. But you see, it's because Holy Spirit's waiting for us. Holy Spirit's waiting for you. Holy Spirit's waiting for me. Yes. Holy Spirit is waiting for us to be an active participant.
Amen, amen.
Not just an observer,
mm-hmm.
not a pretender,
mm-hmm.
but we're going to be a contender. Contender of our faith. We're going to be a contender for our family.
Yes, Lord.
We're going to be a contender for our church.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to be a contender for our community. Mm-hmm. We're going to be a contender for our city.
Step out.
We're going to be a contender for our state. We're going to be a contender for the country and for the world. Hallelujah. Because with Christ, we have the turnaround mantle above us. Hallelujah.
Amen.
If you were to look in the mirror right now, and if you call yourself a blood-bought servant, a believer in the Jesus Christ, the living God and the only one and true living God, there is a mantle above you and it says turnaround. Because you represent, as a believer, the turnaround from where you were to where you are.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You see, it's not
the 360.
That's right. Not the 360. Do the math. It's the 180. Hallelujah. Yeah, I'll show you that. It's called a circle. But you're going to end up where you want. That's not what I want.
Let's go the other direction.
Like Repent says, boom, turn around. It's
yes,
just like you make
amen.
A U-turn right there. God allows U-turns.
Yes,
don't let your
does.
Situation, don't let what you're currently in, don't let that dictate your future. Because where you're at is not where you're going. Let me say that again so you might be able to understand that before you go to bed tonight. Where you're at is not where you're going. You are on a part of a journey that God has orchestrated for you.
Yes.
And you see, the reason that he lights the path under your feet so you don't get lost in the darkness. Do you ever think
Thank
about
you,
that?
Lord.
He lights the path under my feet.
I like
why would he light? Because, you know, you see the kids running around with the shoes with the blinky, blinky lights, right?
I see where I'm going.
They can see where they're going.
Amen.
Actually, you can find them at night, too, kind of easy. But if you have a light under your feet, it doesn't matter if it's daylight or if it's pitch black dark, you will be able to see where you're going.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You see, hallelujah. Peter, he had his focus on Jesus.
Yes, he did.
Peter listened to the commandment of come.
Come.
And he was obedient to the voice of the Lord and the word of the Lord. People say that he walked on water. Many of my pastoral associates will say it appeared he walked on water. He was actually walking on the word of God.
Amen.
It was the word of God that said, come. Many of you are being called by the voice inside of you and saying, no, not me, wrong number. No, it is not the wrong number. It is you. God is calling you to step out. God is calling you to step out in faith, to step out of the safe zone and into the faith zone. So if someone's going to call you a Jesus freak, tell them thank you for noticing. Hallelujah. We live in a dark and dying, sick and secular world. It's going to take all the saints we have right now to bring us into the light. It's going to take every ounce of energy we have to save this dying world.
Yes, Lord.
Jesus needs us. Jesus needs you. If you want to say you're a blood-bought servant, bond servant to the living Christ, I'm going to challenge you tonight. In the next week, in the next 7 days, tell one person how much Jesus loves you.
Amen, amen.
Just tell him. Don't save him. Don't hit him over there with the Bible. Just tell him, man, I want to tell you, you know, Jesus loved me so much, man. He took me from where I was. Share your story, because when you share your story, it becomes his story. And when, if you look at the word his story, when it becomes his story, it becomes history in your life.
You know, Bula, I just like to say a testimony. You know, we got a letter today from Brother Fowler up in Saguaro. Hello, guys. And, you know, he's been in the Faith Pod for 3 years, and he got promoted. He's a character coach.
Hallelujah.
I think he's just in. He can't believe that he had, you know, that he got this promotion from God. And, you know, 3 years later, maybe he was just kind of faking it or whatever the case may be. But now God is moving in his life. The Holy Spirit is upon him. And so I want to give a shout out to Group 6.
That's right.
Out in the Faith Pod, and just keep on keeping on, my brothers. Keep focused on God. Like Bula always says, Matthew 6:33, seek ye first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness,
and all these things shall be added unto you.
Amen.
Just keep focused on one thing, Jesus. You guys are going to be all right.
Yes,
see,
Lord.
Living proof. God doesn't look at the outside. He looks at the inside,
yes,
as
Lord.
It says. Let's pray tonight, guys. Heavenly Father, Lord God, in the name of Jesus.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Lord, I thank you for this opportunity to share the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ over the airwaves. I thank you for that one person that we reached tonight that was listening somewhere that knows that Jesus loves them unconditionally.
Oh, yes, Father.
Not because of anything they did or done or anything they're going to do, but just because he loves them, because they know that they are a son or they are a daughter of the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings.
Yes, Father, we thank you.
Lord, I thank you for all those that took time to tune in tonight. I pray that this word will find fertile soil and grow and blossom and bloom. I pray that their families are protected, provided, and that they have the peace that surpasses all understanding.
Yes, Father.
And it's always about foundation, not location, Father. If we're going to be founded and based in the word of God, we're going to be all right.
Yes, God.
But Lord, on this turnaround Thursday, I pray for a turnaround for all those that are listening.
Turnaround Thursday.
If they have any challenges or an afflictions, addictions right now, I'm praying a healing.
Yes, Lord.
I'm praying a
turnaround.
And I'm praying, Lord, that you show up and show off. If they call out your name and two or more are gathered in your name, doesn't have to be two of the same faith or anything. Just,
that's right.
Not
just
even
two or
believers.
More.
Two
you
people
will be there
that call
the
your
midst.
Name. You're going to be there. And
yes,
I believe
Lord.
That.
Hallelujah.
And Lord, we cover this by the blood. In your most precious name we say, amen, amen, amen.
And just a quick shout out, January 7th, God's Ohana Day statewide prayer watch at the Aloha Stadium, 3 to 7. Hallelujah.
Hey, tune in tomorrow night. We've got Apostle Hood in the house. You know how that goes.
What?
He preaches with gills. He can talk and still breathe. Love you guys, but we got to go. Ahui ho.
Ahui ho.
You've been listening to Free Inside with Reverend Bula and Lynn Eastman. We hope tonight's message has blessed and encouraged you. If so, we'd love to hear from you. Email Reverend Bula at freeinsideministry@gmail.com or call area code 808-222-2822. That's freeinsideministry@gmail.com or call 808-222-2822. This program is sponsored by the Tolbert Foundation and by Fishers of Men Ministries. Remember, if the sun sets you free, you shall be free indeed. Free inside. Until tomorrow night at this same time, may God be with you.